we're moving into a really fascinating year. We are in the year of the tiger, starting in January, February. And you're a tiger.
Yep.
And I'm a tiger also. And this is a year where tigers like you and me need to look at large-scale projects. It will be a decent year for people who are dragons, horses, monkeys, dogs, and pigs. Now, I don't have dates for that because they're all over the place. I mean, they're every 12 years. But this is also, according to the year of the tiger, predicted to be a very turbulent, a lot of political unrest, and some coup d'etats and some catastrophes. So we're still in a rough year, except I do see us little by little recovering. I had said America's back to work last time. That is not true of our labor force, but our economy is like creaking ahead little by little, and it should be doing better next year after spring. And there are going to be more work opportunities after the spring, and also doing much better in 2011, by the way.
You know, last week I took my once a year vacation, and Art filled in for a couple of days for me, and he did his annual predictions show, mm-hmm. and was very impressed with the caliber of the predictions and the people who called in, and I'm beginning to notice, Joseph, that. At least in North America, people are more tuned in to things. People are more knowledgeable of things, and they're beginning to make some personal good decisions. Are you feeling that?
Yeah, I think, well, especially with coast-to-coast listeners. I mean, there's a real high quality of people who are aware, who are interested in both metaphysics and science, which is, that's what's wonderful about coast-to-coast. I mean, it is a... It is a news magazine with all sorts of information, and people are available to it. People are interested. They don't get it anywhere else. I think that whenever there are difficulties in one's life, whenever there are limitations, we rethink our lives and we ponder more on maybe I need to follow a new career. Maybe I have to be thriftier. Maybe I need to put a few bucks aside each week. And so there's a rethinking, which is very, very positive for a lot of people. And well, I see trade improvements and work improvements for the U.S., by the way.
Well, when you were on with me back in 2008, you started talking about foreseeing more economic difficulties. You felt it. You knew it was there.
Oh, yeah. January worldwide is a time of some breaks and some reconstruction. February, a time of major changes, some transportation problems. April will be the wettest month, and we could see some flooding, health news. May becomes more constructive, more expansive, but fuel prices should start getting higher. June is April and June are the roughest months. June, we're going to see a lot of losses. August looks pretty good, and December also. Next December is also going to be quite wet, and slow. Some difficulties in transportation.
Well, I got to tell you, St. Louis in October was the worst weather I've seen since I've been here. It just didn't stop raining, Joseph.
Yeah.
Record rainfalls. It didn't stop, and they tell me Los Angeles has been cold. Something's going on.
Yes. It's warm in the last few days, but weather changes are there, you know. And somehow we need to do something about our use of fuels and turning more green. You know, this country is the inventor, and so much new electronics and robotics and nano technology is just going to open up wide, because that will be our new manufacturing base. That will be our new production base, because most of our production base is not in good shape. We've shipped it all out to Asia, you know, and Mexico. So I do see, as a result of this limitation, a new opening up. But the lack of ethics in the business community and on Wall Street is also causing us a lot of trouble.
It's still there, isn't it? It's not going away.
Yeah, it is. It hasn't been fixed yet. I mean, you've got to have oversight. I mean, imagine having a boxing match or a football game without a ref.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me a little bit more about this year of the tiger.
Well, that's a good thing and a bad thing.
That's
not an area of expertise, but you're going to see a lot of political changes, coups, some major catastrophes. It's a very dramatic year. And how to deal with it is to take time with your choices. Everyone, worldwide, take time with your selections, your choices, your moves, to overcome whatever worries you have. You're suddenly confronted with a crossroad. Breathe, take a moment, and then take action. Then, if you hit another crossroad, do the same, because one crossroad leads to another. That's the kind of a year that we've got coming up. But I think America is little by little gonna come through. We always do.